This is HPR episode 1918 entitled, Darbycon Interview with Dave Kennedy, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Zoke, and is about 3 minutes long. The summary is, Dave Kennedy talks about a Capture the Flag contest.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey, this is Zoke for Hacker Public Radio. I'm here with Dave Kennedy at DerbyCon, and he's going to relate a little story about when they captured the flag a few years back.
When we wanted to start DerbyCon, the way that it kind of transpired was interesting. Iron Geek and Adrian and Martin Boss, Per Haid, also two of the core founders of DerbyCon. And we were kind of friends on like IRC and chat rooms, but we never really became really good friends. And Martin Boss had called me up. It was for a Louisville ISSA meeting where they had a big convention, and I was speaking there. And Martin asked me, he's like, hey, is it possible for you to come and join the CTF and help me out with the CTF? I really want to break into the security space and that type of stuff. And I was like, yeah. I let him know. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not really into CTFs. Like, my biggest fear is go to a CTF and there's a kid there that just destroys me. And then I'm like, oh, man, I feel all bummed out. And then they're going to be like, I got around Dave Kennedy or whatever. It's not an ego thing. It's more of like a, hey, a fear of the unknown type situation. So I told Martin I couldn't do it. But then he's like, oh, come on. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go and do it. And so we started doing the CTF. And what was interesting is Iron Geek was putting the CTF on, and the whole purpose of it was to find different objectives, hack into systems, and capture the flags. And when we were going through the subnet ranges that Adrian had provided, I noticed there's a number of systems in there, and one of them in particular at the time was a Windows Vista machine that was fully patched, up to 100%. And I happened to be working on a Windows Vista 0 day at the time. And I'm like, well, maybe Adrian put a trophy in here that would be like a really hard box to get into and be worth a lot of points and I can win the CTF. So I spent a lot of my time focusing on this Vista box. So I ended up compromising and exploiting it with a specific exploit, got in to the computer, and I was starting to go through this laptop, this fully patched Windows Vista box. I'm like, oh man, Adrian does a really good job in details on this, on the CTF, because like Adrian's pictures and Adrian's videos. I'm like, all right, well, and I saw this one folder that was like CTF videos, and there are all the tutorials on how to break into each one of the actual boxes in the, for the CTF. So I'm like, oh, and I started downloading those, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be in here. I'm like, so I go up to Adrian. I'm like, hey, man, is there a Windows Vista box on the CTF? And he looks at me and he looks back and he looks at me again. And you can see the look of dismay in his face. He's like, ah, crap. And, literally, I accidentally hacked Adrian's box on accident. But I ended up winning the CTF. Our team did. Martin definitely did awesome. But we ended up winning the CTF. It was something that was really cool.
Thank you very much. So I don't think there's any stories going to top that, but where can we find you? Tell us quickly about DerbyCon for anyone else who's interested.
Yeah, you can always find me at Hacking Dave on Twitter or DerbyCon on Twitter. But, DerbyCon's a conference out here. We usually cap it out at about, 1,700 to 2,000 people, depending on what year. But usually we cap it out, sells out in about 2 weeks. And we really try to do a good job here to have a good family feel and kind of have a good tight-knit community. And that's kind of what we're all about. And it's been successful each year. But you can always find me at Hacking Dave, or my company is trustedtech.com. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
I should probably point out, for full disclosure, I did come here for training. It was Trusted Sec was doing the training. But it was a lot of fun. They did the Pentest 101 training. They've got training on PowerShell, Metasploit, social engineering. I mean, there's all different. That's obviously just this year, but they have all manner of fun training. So if you're in the security field at all or wanting to get into it, I would highly recommend DerbyCon.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Not a problem. Hugs. Thank you, Dave. And Dave awesome. Likes hugs.
I do like hugs.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.